actually in the budget, so he has some certainty in his funding. It's degrading our military, and we have to stop this. This is a dangerous war. We know what North, we talked about North Korea, we talked about Iran, we talked about ISIS in great detail. And, I mean, we had 2 hours almost with these two secretaries to talk about policy. And I may do some speeches on what they talked about, because I wish everyone could have heard what they talked about. It was that important. And that's why we've got to get some certainty in this funding and not quit holding the military hostage to this budget impasse we have.
Congressman, regarding the FISA memo, why do you think it's so important for it to be released? What are the implications?
I think I've read it. I have not read the Democrat document yet, and one of the reasons this is a pay grade above me. I'm not on the Intel committee. So you have to redact your sources where you get this information, because you can expose something to potential harm if this happens. So that document that's going to be, it looks like it may be released, had all of that redaction taken place. I've read all four pages. I read it twice, as a matter of fact, to be sure I fully understood it. The sun needs to shine on this document. I don't want spinners on TV telling you what to think. The American people need to read this and decide for themselves, just like I got a chance to do. And as soon as I get back to D.C. on Monday, I'll read the Democratic staff's report on this, which I am told by people who read have multiple sources that are listed, which we can't get out. Of course, I can't discuss that document until the president declassifies it and releases it. So I don't think if the FBI has nothing to fear with the release, because I think what's in that is the truth, and I think the sun needs to shine on the truth.
Congressman, are you in agreement with President Trump?
I want to give one other shout out before I finish. I'm going to take an hour right here and leave where we are, and I'm heading out to look at some low income housing at Appalachian Service Project, which is in Johnson City. Rick Brouch is the CEO. They did a lot of the home building on Dry Creek, and they rehab homes, and they have built a lot of low income homes, and they're going to be doing a lot of great stuff in the First Congressional District this summer beginning. So I'm going to go out and take an hour and run out and look at the homes they built here of people who were devastated by the flood that hit Grinnell, West Virginia. I know our church at Muncie had a group of youth up working on that 2 years ago, a year and a half ago when that happened. And they built 60 or 80 new homes here in the state of West Virginia. I'm going to go down in just a minute with Kalinda and look at it and see what they're doing. They do such great work. I hope you guys will cover what they're doing, because we're going to do some really great work in our district. I can't say where it is right yet. They haven't announced it, but I am really excited about what they're going to be doing in the First Congressional District for low-income people with substandard housing.
Congressman, one last question. This is Tammy from the Herald Courier. Are you planning on running?
I'm going to make that announcement next week, and I won't say how I'm leaning right now. Obviously, this has been and by the way, it's a fair question. My health is good. I've been very blessed. I had my first testing about 3 months after my surgery. It was completely normal. Had a CT scan the day after Christmas. It was normal. I'll have some new blood work done the first of next week, so that part's going great. Any decisions I make, and I've got a huge amount of work I'm going to do with the VA. The president has been incredibly supportive of that. I have a great working relationship with the secretary of the VA, and literally have traveled from Long Island to Los Angeles and points in between, and I've got a number of trips set up to go and visit and help make our veterans' healthcare system move better. So I'm really passionate about that. I have a unique opportunity to make a difference. So that's weighed on me along the personal side. And, I've had some personal issues in my life in the last 3 years or so. And you just have to kind of weigh those all together. It's not the job. I'm loving what I'm doing now. That's kind of what I'm mulling over. And I was wanted to go through our retreat, sort of see what our plan was for next year before I came out with a decision. But that's sort of where I am. So sometime next week, we'll be announcing.
Thank you.
Well, listen, thank you all very much, and I appreciate the coverage of this, and also just the sensitivity of this is for that family, and you know, just like we all do, tells you how instant how your life can change and how that family's life changed. So, I want to thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Okay. So thank you so much for being so generous with your time.
Yep. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, guys.